Howdy, boys, and boy, howdy. Welcome back to Boys Club Vancouver.
I'm your host, Boy Harrison Cordell, here to introduce co-boy Matthew Easdale.
I'm here.
And very special guest boy, Colton Byers.
Hello there.
Now, Colton, as our guest and now CEO, do you have a game suggestion?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been CEO for about 3 minutes now after a very hostile takeover. After losing my bid for my share of stock, I hired a paramilitary group to come into this office and take it to be mine. Unfortunately, that's really all I planned. So I'm looking to you guys for a game idea today.
Okay. Well, there goes the intro of the podcast. And now we'll go into patented segment.
Okay.
Patch notes with a silent Z. Now, our last golden ticket was, of course, a Plato Royale featuring the Power Rangers. Brought to us by our insane previous CEO, Eli Nicholas, in case you haven't heard the last episode, listeners. And under the guise of the new CEO, Matthew Easdale, warden near the end of the last episode, that game completely fell apart because the game released the same week was Saban's Platter Rangers, which, of course, is the owner of the Power Rangers property. It did feature the Animorph, so my idea kind of went under the wind, and also Willy Wonka as well. So they completely outdid us and were crushed, so Matt was promptly fired. Looking for the next CEO, but luckily this coup taken the decision out of my hands. So, Matthew, do you have a game suggestion?
I do have a game suggestion. I call it Space Crime.
Space Crime, okay.
Space Crime, ooh.
Now, you probably think it's some sort of like Han Solo simulator or something like that that's like science fiction-y. But no, it takes place in the present day, and you are an astronaut aboard the International Space Station, and the goal of the game is to commit as many crimes as possible on board the International Space Station.
Yeah, and they would be the first crimes in space, correct?
Well, actually, there's already sort of been a crime in space.
Oh, I see.
If you'll allow me a small tangent that doesn't really have to do anything. Games.
It was about a month ago
or something like that. A member of the Air Force accused her wife, who is a really decorated NASA astronaut, of identity theft, and reported it to NASA's Inspector General that her wife, the astronaut, used her credentials to log into her bank account while the astronaut was in space. So she complained of identity theft, and so went to the Inspector General's office, but there wasn't like a charges leveled or anything like that. So I don't know if it technically counts as space crime, but
I'll take it. That'll be the first one, and the goal of this game is to do the first of your own space crime.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of have like, I'm thinking like an Octodad style, like very loose sort of control over your character. And then you just have to commit some kind of crime. Like it could be just like doing a hit on someone, just blap, just a karate chop to the neck or a slap. And then that would be a first assault. Yeah. Space salt.
And the kicker of the game is that you don't get charged for any crimes because of the jurisdictional issues with committing crimes in space. Go around committing crimes.
True. And how does Crime in Space register as a title to you?
Yeah, that works too.
Because it's a play on time and space, a common That's theme. Speaking of the space of time, Colton, you got a game suggestion for us?
Let's see. All right. It's like Frogger, but it's a VR game where you get your VR set. It comes with like a portable backpack sort of setup so it can trace you, and it senses cars coming down the street, and it puts a fun skin over them, you know, through your VR goggles. But you got to play Frogger in your neighborhood. You know, you can call it like Frogger Go or something. You know, make it like a smartphone game.
Frogger Go, okay. That's very good. Yeah, I have a game suggestion if you guys wouldn't mind hearing it. This actually is from the Cool Games Inc. subreddit, subreddit affiliated with this podcast. Not exactly, you know, completely dependent on it, obviously. This comes from you, Ristronaut. Splatoon, but instead of ink, you're vaping. So I'm thinking this would be like a really complicated, really cool visual style of like, yeah, it's very cool. And like Splatoon is like a team-based shooter. Where you gotta blast paint across a map, and then you can go inside the paint, move around. And I think that just works just as well. Instead of paint, you have to, like, collect as, like, vape juices. And then all those different sort of vape juices have different effects. Like, yeah, you can still, like, transfer, like, into, like, a spirit form, like, into clouds of vape juice and whatnot. And basically, the goal of the game is to get as much of a certain type of vape juice as just sort of vapor into the air to draw out like some, I don't know, boomers or something just out of a locale or like a restaurant. And I was thinking a name for this could be Cartoon, a play on Rip and Cotton.
That's good. I like how you added an extra O. As Gwyneth Paltrow says, all the best companies have double letters.
Man. Matt, do you have another game suggestion?
I do. Kind of in the same realm as the Untitled Goose Game that's coming out.
Oh, topical.
Except you're a squirrel and you're just trying to gather as many nuts as you can, right? And there's other squirrels who are also trying to do the same. So you pretty much just have to outgather the squirrels and feel free to steal from them or murder them and just kind of take over their like storage, their stashes of nuts. So you can like push them into traffic or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of crime going on in my games today. But
yeah, I mean, that's just the Boys Club Vancouver way.
That's true. The secret ingredient is crime. That's my motto.
Now, that's all well and good now, but I'm afraid as a game company, you know, as CEO, I'm looking for profits here. And I'm thinking with that game, man, we're going to have to reach into that Battle Royale bubble again. I mean, are there even any other kinds of games that people like? The answer is no.
No
one plays any games except Battle Royales, right?
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, I think everyone should be a squirrel. And like, yeah, you still collect nuts, but maybe you
can get nuts.
$7 skins in there. And, you know, pay to win weapon room.
No, yeah, popular like squirrels, like Alvin and the Chipmunks, the characters from The Nut Job.
Oh, exactly. To really give the players a sense of pride and accomplishment for purchasing these things. I mean, yeah. Obviously they had to have a job to purchase all this rampant DLC. So they must have a lot of pride for their job.
Exactly.
All right. So what's the title of this game?
Going nuts.
Okay.
Good enough for me.
Fortnite.
Okay. Okay. Yes, Fortnite is gonna pop off.
Really bad porn parody.
All right. Speaking of battle royales, we of course have made a lot of great. Battle Royale was a great Battle Royale, regardless of Saban's sort of ownership of everything we've created last week. But this is like a legit, like, not joke thing. I'm just sick of just non-genre Battle Royales taking so long. Like, it's all about, like, shooting people and, like, you know, proving you're the best because, like, you got lucky with the loot drop and then you just blasted somebody. Or if you're good at, like, building, like, fast, so then you can shoot somebody. This is going to be a non-confrontational battle royale. Because it's spooky month, I'm thinking a horror game battle royale. to where you have to, like, 100 players, it's, like, fine. It's, like, an open world. It's, like, an open, like, Central Park. Let's just say the game takes place in Central Park. It's just, like, a nice sunny day. And then as players drop out, like, they just sort of get bored with it. And they just sort of drop out, like, 5 players in, like, the sun starts to set a little bit. And you, like, start to hear, like a few things in the woods. Like, some, like, switches branching. And, like, maybe you see, like, a squirrel that's, like, a little bit too, that has, like, a, maybe, like, weird art. I don't know. You don't know what you saw. You thought it was a squirrel. You know, possibly a tie into the Fortnite. But as you go into, like, 50 players in, like, it's nighttime. And you have to, like, put up the flashlights on your phone. And then you're hearing, like, whispers and voices, and like you're seeing silhouettes, and then when you turn around they're not there anymore, and you can't tell if there's like other players there or if it's just like other sort of just like creatures in the night. And then 25 players, it's like a legit just Slenderman game. You realize like on the edges of the park there's like a chain link fence with like a note on it, then you got to find the notes, but that's not an actual way to win the game. The way you win the game is just staying in this horrifying game as long as you can. Like, the last 10 people have to put on, like, a Vive. And it's just, like, the scariest, horrifying game. Just constant screaming just in your ear. Just constant, just, like, Five Nights at Freddy's just splashing across your, like, page. But then, like, the last two, like, when you get to the final three, it's dead silent. And some,
it's the spookiest thing of all.
Yeah, and the third guy is just like, ah, I can't wait to see what happens. I gotta bail out. I can't even know. And then for the second and first people, it's literally, I just, what's like the scariest experience you think a game could be? Because this will be, the basically tested your will of just being spooked and scared.
Interesting.
If it just leaves you alone with your thoughts.
It just, you just see like posted on like trees on like flyers or like your previous tweets and like Instagram posts, like previous accounts that we've long forgotten, to like middle school posts or like just ways to see our middle school selves. Like that would be truly terrifying, I think. But the volume would be really loud as well. It has to be like really loud so that way, you know, Twitch streamers can go like, ah! And just really go crazy with that. But yeah, I think that would be, I just really want genre like battle royales. I just want to get in with like 100 other people and prove I'm the best at not being a strong man that's not scared of any video game and loud noises.
Yeah, you know, it really satisfies that wish that we all have, you know.
Yeah, to be the big strong man.
Yes.
Who's good at video games.
Should that be the title? Big strong man that's good at video games. That's a good title.
That sounds like a pretty good title.
That's good.
All right, Matt, do you have another game suggestion?
I do. This one, if anyone has seen the last video from the Spiffing Brit on YouTube, where he cheeses out the like insurgency simulator on Arma 3 to pretty much just make way more money than you're supposed to in the game by buying and selling bananas.
Oh, yes.
Classic video where he's raking it, where he's got like $100,000 from just buying bananas in one store and selling them at another one for a $1 profit. Classic video. So my idea for a game is pretty much the Arma 3 insurgency simulator, but instead of being an insurgent, you're just buying and selling bananas.
Yes.
And you just buy and sell bananas and make more and more money. Get that profit.
maybe as you like raise up, you know, you like get higher on the ladder of banana salesmen, eventually you become the United States of America. And you have to run several banana republics in South America.
It all just eventually just like turns into to like a Europa Universalis or Civilization game where the goal is to just establish as many banana republics as you can to make more bananas and make more money off of those bananas.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine, like, sort of like near the end of the game, there's like a spore like element where you have to create, like, engineer bananas to be living creatures that can reproduce on their own. And then that will eventually lead to an uprising.
Yeah, I can see that. Of course. Naturally. And then the game just completely just keeps derailing itself as more and more plot points just come on. Start farming oranges or something like that. And it just, the cycle continues.
Just the cycle continues. True. Never ending.
And I like to imagine the art style is very cutesy as well. Like, are you guys aware of the very good game Moonlighter? That's a good roguelike game where you're a shop owner that has to go in a dungeon, and then the loot you have to collect, you have to sell in a shop for reasonable prices.
Oh, yeah.
And I just imagine that sort of like simple thing, but like it balloons into like a universal scale, basically. Like, this game, like Civilization, is probably like 500 hours.
For the title of this banana game.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking Banana Republic, but that's like an actual brand.
That is true.
So I don't think we could go for that.
Republic Banana?
Republic of Bananas. This sh- bananas.
Democratic People's Republic of Bananas.
Okay, Republic Banana. We'll go with that.
With a really, like, horrifying half-human, half-banana character on the cover, like, in really low resolution. Because that's what kids want. That's what kids want.
Exactly. Like, this cartoony style of just a horrific half-man, half-banana.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, the face is oddly realistic. Like, that uncanny valley level of realistic.
Yeah. And see, that's perfect because that'll be kind of like clickbait where people will see that and be like, what the hell? Exactly. And buy the game. So we don't even really have to make a game. We just have to make
the case.
We just have to make the case and the cover art.
And then
make up some like reviews or something. And then start selling it.
Now, if we only did a digital release, we wouldn't even have to make the case.
That's true. Just put it on Steam.
Yeah, we're saving so much money.
Speaking of saving money, how about our next suggestion could be we can go to an ad break.
Let's do it.
So my next game idea has to do with saving money.
Ooh, do tell.
Yeah. It's a cooking game, cooking simulator game. But you don't have any of the ingredients you need because you're in college.
My God, that's so perfect.
Yeah. I'll explain more once we come back from commercial break.
Very topical because we're all poor and in college too.
Yeah. We can use that first-hand experience to really make them realistic. Oh, that's a good game. Just
me needing to sneeze, sort of coughing, and going, oh, but so what I'm thinking is content moderator simulator. And the game is you're one of Facebook's content moderators, and you just got to go through and you have to, as quickly as possible, decide whether or not the content you see on there abides by the rules. And then it turns out that you're just actually a content moderator for Facebook.
Yeah. And like a hard
getting paid for it. We get paid for it.
Yeah. And like a hard mode would be like, you have to adhere to like every other country's like, you know, problems, because that's a new UN bill.
That's good.
Right. That's
a I was thinking we have like a pseudo cheat code where you just silence any, you know, anti-Facebook and anti, corporations, like spying posts. You just censor all those. And then you promote all those like pro-Trump, those Ukrainian pro-Trump Yeah, it counts.
Uh-huh. That'd be good.
I think this will work.
Insta-win, right there.
Insta-win. All right, what's the title of this game?
Terms of Service.
Terms of Service. Classy, 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 very classy.
Ooh, it's the modern Call of Duty.
Yeah. Most results to like cancel somebody's like whole post, you just gotta call them a cuck over voice chat.
Oh yeah, that lends bonus points. Yeah, if you make the reasons for censoring as vulgar as possible, you get increasing tiers of points.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of calling people cucks on a voice chat, Colton, what do you got?
All right. Okay. So, you know, before our ad break, we had just talked about, you know, saving money. And so that made me have the idea of this game, which at its core is about saving money. Now, mm-hmm. this is a cooking simulator. Yeah. But the real kicker, I guess, is you have none of the ingredients you actually need because you simply can't afford them. So what you must do in this game is you have to cook a large meal for, you know, various people like cooking simulators do. And you have to make what they want with the ingredients you have, which are, you know, common college student ingredients like ramen, milk, eggs, lunch meat, you know, etc.
Like a mustard bottle.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you know, as you go, you get poorer and poorer. So your ingredients become sparser and sparser. So there's an element of like you know, saving your ingredients for later levels. And there's also an element of, you know, slowly descending into poverty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine, like, the first level of this would be, like, the first, this is an MMORPG, of course. And the first, like, week of this is just, like, everybody's, like, you know, mid-class and, like, having a good time, having, like, normal cooking ingredients. And then the first week, a recession happens in-game. So they have to get a lot more like specific with like, you know, creams and just various disgusting combinations of everything.
Yeah, like you can't afford beef, so you get like the beef tongue sort of thing. You know, the cheap cuts.
Absolutely.
So would this be kind of like a Overcooked style game, but it's like in a dorm room?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. And
here's an extra level of challenge. You have to avoid tripping the dorm fire alarm.
Ooh, that's very tricky.
The smoke detector. Yeah. Seeing as it'll do that if you like cough in its general direction, you know.
Yeah. All right. And the title of this game
is we add a mechanic that's like steal napkins from the like dorm dining room kind of thing. And yeah, then there's like maybe a specific like chance of success or failure. And if you fail, you get like if you fail so many times, you get expelled and you lose the game.
Yeah, maybe before each level, there's like a quote unquote shopping stage. But instead, you're just going around the dining halls trying to salvage like, you know, you maybe steal some like napkins or like some like salt and pepper shakers.
Right, yeah.
And then you can, like, rifle through the trash and get, like, there's a chance for decent ingredients in there, you know?
Right,
that sort of deal.
I think this game's really coming together.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Do we have a title?
I do want to bring the recession into this.
Yeah.
Recession Online?
We can do something that's kind of, like, Overcooked. I kind of like the name Overcooked, but I can't think of what it would be.
Undercooked?
Maybe like overdrawn in reference to like a bank account.
Or yeah, maybe. Something like that.
Let's see.
Overstressed.
Overstressed.
Overstressed is good. Overstressed. That's good.
That's good. One more detail that I just came up with. So I think it was Harrison, you mentioned like how you start out a little bit richer. You know, you get your loan money in at the beginning of each term. And it slowly depletes.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
This one's hitting a little too close to home.
Yeah, because there'll be...
Yeah, maybe that's like the difficulty setting is like the amount of your loan at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, it's like, It just says like your GPA in high school, and then that's directly in terms of the loans you get. Also, I like to imagine like there's like limited events to where like, oh, it's like 6 a.m. like in real time. You have to drive over to like the local like drugstore at like at 11 a.m. is like, hey, listen, I will take anything that's like supposed to be expired today. And then you can sort of get thrifty like that.
Yeah, some of the stores at OSU, like the on-campus stores, they've got like a last chance bin where like stuff that's expired or about to expire, and they've got it for discounted price. So you can shop there too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I think the core mechanic would be balancing like one, using up all your loan money on like good ingredients that'll result in like a good dish, and right. You have to balance that with like bad ingredients, but they're cheap, so you can like last longer throughout the term. Right, it's like a survival game in that aspect.
Yeah, you've got to make it.
You have to like make it as far as you can in the term before you starve to death.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Before we make this like our official like golden ticket to, you know, rocket us into success, let's just go through everything one more time to make sure like we really landed on a good one. So the games we could, you know, fund with a golden ticket are Crime in Space, Frogger Go, Cartoon, which I'm still a fan of the name, Fortnite, Big Strong Man That's Good at Video Games, Republic Bananas, Terms of Service, and of course, the definite one, Overstressed. Are we going with Overstressed here?
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm down with Overstressed.
Okay, fantastic. Also, I think because it's, of course, you know, spooky month, the beginning of October, I think this game is spooky enough to...
Yeah. I mean, of course, we can always, you know, release like a Halloween-themed like level pack where... You also have to balance your budget with the immense amounts of alcohol and candy you purchase on Halloween.
And, of course, the Halloween decorations you got to buy to make your dorm look nice.
Yeah, that's like a sort of raid. That's a sort of like an MMO raid where you have to, like, try to figure out to get into, like, the Halloween store, like, right after Halloween. So that way all the candy is discounted.
Oh, yeah.
That way you can have a better meals with that. So I imagine... this game is on the same engine as World of Warcraft. That's just what I like to picture. Of just like fully customizable character. That's like you have a randomized background, and by background I mean basically your GPA and like how well you did in high school. So basically how many community hours you put in, how many community hours you did in extracurriculars all go into your student loan at the beginning of the game. And then you have to just basically do like a daily cooking game just throughout.
Oh, you know what we could do too, mm-hmm. is you've got kind of like a, depending on the difficulty, just like every game just has like a base, like starting loan, but you could do kind of like a Project Zomboid type starting thing where you've got different like buffs and debuffs that you can choose from that you've got to kind of like balance out. And so you could do something like went to Halloween store after Halloween and you get like a perk that's like you start out with some discounted Halloween candy. And
yeah, you can stay up later because of like sugar rushes and whatnot.
And you can choose like high GPA, so then you get a higher starting loan, but then you've got to like balance it out with like only have one arm, something like that.
No. I think that basically the main thing of the game is you have to choose when to stay up and eat and study. If you want to study, you have to eat while staying up. And then that's just sort of how you basically gauge how much you have to cook. Like, I like to imagine before a big math test, you can decide to you know, study for the math test, but you need to get enough ingredients to cook for yourself and eat enough food to stay up while studying for the math test. And the balance of that, I think, would be really interesting.
Yeah, and then we could add in the perks to, like, that, too, and have, like, a debuff that's, like, caffeine addiction, where, like, you need to supply yourself with caffeine, and it takes more caffeine to keep you up.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Every night, you, like, quote-unquote, feed it.
Yeah, or, like, if you don't get caffeine, you get, like, a headache modifier or something like that, and it just slows down everything you do.
Yeah, so you do worse in classes, lowering your GPA, lowering the amount of loans you can get the next term.
Maybe, you know, you get, quote-unquote, like a scholarship, and that could also be related to the difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's not money you necessarily... It's just money you get every term, you know?
Yeah.
It makes it easy.
Keep your GPA really high. You have like a random chance of getting a scholarship, and like the higher your GPA is, the higher the chances every term to get a scholarship kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you could have like sports scholarships where you have to compete in a team, but then also you have to have like a diet where you can still like function as a being like this. You do play the games like sort of FIFA style in a soccer game, but your character is like distinctly like worse if they don't have enough money for food and can't like ration the food properly. It's like you eat how you normally would like the first month, and then the month after that you're completely worse, and then you get kicked off the team, and then you have that no scholarship basically.
And then you also get a debuff that's like 4 hours a day is you have to practice for your sport.
Yeah, or music.
Yeah.
They're all like fun bully mini games as well.
Another buff you could get could be like Mormon. And then so like none of your friends drink and you don't drink or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about buying alcohol.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Or on like the flip side of that, you could get like a under 21 debuff where alcohol is a little more expensive and harder to get since you got to like find someone to buy it for you.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah. There's a chance each like stage to have one of the people you cook for. Offer to buy you alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if you make it good enough, you know, it like raises your chances of them, you know, offering.
Buying the alcohol. Yeah, because they're like, oh shit, this dude makes good food. We should buy him alcohol. You know how college goes.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. The only form of payment in any sort of college scenario is loans and booze.
It's kind of like prison.
It's exactly like
trading
prison.
Cigarettes and booze.
Boy, I tell you, after this first week of school, it's just like prison, let me tell you.
Except we don't get healthcare.
Yeah, or three course meals. And that's like the big difference, as proved by the game Over Stress. Oh man, this is a good game. This is a really good game, I think. So it's like I do imagine it like an MMO, so you have other students, so you can like be like a rogue type that can like maybe like mooch off of other people, like just at the cafeteria, like you hang out with your friends there and they're just like, hey, I'm kind of done with my sides, you want it? And then like that's your main sort of sustenance every day. Like that could be like a class.
And you don't have to pay for Netflix because you're using your friend's account.
Oh, that's good.
that's pretty good. Yeah, I'd love to know like the different classes we can get from like mooching off of responsible students.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. Like, maybe come up with a class name for this, but I know OSU has this Twitter account that's like free food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the free food at OSU, they like post Twitter notifications whenever any event on campus has any like extra food left over from like an event or like just an event with free food. And you know, maybe like a technomancer sort of.
Oh, I like that.
Hacker type.
Like, quote, good with computers, so you always know where like
you're. I love like classic fantasy. I do love like we should have like classic fantasy like classes for like really easy things. Is like the technomancer just has notifications on for like emails and everything, so he just has a completely better awareness. I like the rogue type where you just have to like you can like like during parties you sneak off and like maybe you can smuggle like some like sides into like your purse or something, or like just your backpack,
like salad or something like that.
Like yeah, you just empty a pizza box into your backpack. I like that as an image.
Yeah, it like increases your chances of like, I guess, stealing something without being like caught.
Yeah.
You have like the bar type where you just like play on the side of the street. You can get some loose change for that. Like that could be like a fun mini game. Because like you have like the music scholarship, so you can double up by getting paid to, you know, practice, which would take up valuable just sort of.
Yeah,
just hunger bars, basically.
Like
everything you do, everything you do, like increases your hunger bar. Like I just imagine like 1 meter is your hunger bar. No health, no sort of like not even a way to track money. It's just like your hunger bar is just the main thing you have to keep in account of. And you have to go to buy the bare minimum. Like the way you like your game, like you will never have your hunger bar like below the halfway point. Like I just want that as like a visual element.
For like the football players or like sports dudes could be like a paladin class.
That's a good point.
Just got like athletic buffs. So like if they get caught stealing something from the cafeteria, they can just run.
Yeah. Well, I imagine that would be more of a tank class. I think the paladin class would be more of just like a, just like on campus security or. Yeah, because like I've heard people like get jobs at like, you know, the football game. So, yeah, that would be your class to where you can like you have like more combat encounters, but you have to be very vigilant. But you can also get concessions for free and you're basically good for that week, depending on if you like double class as like. The rogue where you can like stuff some of you could just like pour yeah you just have like a plastic like gallon bag of just soda.
All right,
I love where this game's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be hilarious if you didn't actually like have any classes. You're just taking out loans to be in school. To cook and steal ingredients.
You do have classes, but it's just like the one sort of subject. Like you can do like, oh, you got to go to band class and then you do a bully style rhythm game. You got to play like a sports game. And that's another. Basically, this is just going to be bully, but a mix of bully and Overcooked, which is something that I very much need in my life.
But we could have a class that's like what Colton's saying. That's just kind of like the party animal, where his buff is that he isn't actually taking any classes. He's just kind of on campus.
Yeah, true.
He's got like more time to cook and scavenge, but
Andy doesn't have to spend money on like books or stuff like that.
Though I do think he should take chemistry class because, you know.
But maybe they don't get any loan or they don't get any like scholarships.
Yeah, they don't get any loan, so yeah, they have to like sell booze and drugs on this side.
Yeah, so they have to do a lot more like side gigs.
Yeah.
But
so then the game is like not only taking in an income, but it also like you have to balance like how much money you spend on ingredients for maybe like, you know, something light like a weed or your food as well. Because like if you like do weed, if you like smoke weed, like that's a major debuff because you're going to have a bad case of the munchies, depending on how good your weed is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a stoner debuff where your hunger is just you got a higher hunger multiplier or something like that.
Mm hmm. But yeah, I'm thinking the paladin class could just be like a goody two shoes. Just like guy that doesn't drink, is probably religious in some way. So he can get like on Sundays, he's well fed because he can go to church.
Oh, yeah.
What sort of events would supply for food?
You get your like 2-day soup kitchen and then you get your meal Sunday.
Yeah, if you volunteer at the soup kitchen, you can like pawn off some soup on the side.
Yeah,
we can have
less time to cook and to scav, and you can't like steal anything. You have to buy everything.
Oh, you can't steal anything. I would like to be able to steal from other players, though.
Huh?
I would like to steal from other players, though. I'd love that as a dynamic.
I think that'd be hilarious.
But it's even more costly to steal because I get stealing implements and pawn it off.
Yeah, you get like expelled sort of thing if you get caught.
I like it a lot. I like to picture like the drama kids could like have a special buff where they can like pose at like somebody like at an event that gets food. Like they can pose as a teacher at like a luncheon, or they could pose as like a homeless person to get into the soup kitchen.
Yeah, whereas like the technomancer guy, you know, finds out about like free food opportunities.
Yeah, he has notifications on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This person, this class, finds food opportunities that are closed, but they're more likely to, you know, like fake it till you make it into those events and get said food.
Oh yeah, I love that as well. And I like to imagine like we can be a little bit easy on the players to like make everything else super harder. Is that like some days if you like go to class luckily enough, it's like, oh, there's like an activity where you measured like ice cream scoops, like volumetrically analyzed ice cream scoops, you got ice cream and you're good for that day. Like I would love like little tiny little things to like make the player think like, oh, okay, so if I won't starve to death because like there are these occasional events, but then that's when their character starves to death. And then they have to pay $10 more to get a new character.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that was overstressed. That was one hell of a golden ticket.
Yeah, we really fleshed that one out.
Yeah.
We really did.
Thank you so much to our CEO, Colton Byers. You really pulled the studio together. And if you could stay with this company, that'd be great. I'm sure there'd be nothing to take you away from this company. And I'm sure it'll end up just fine next week. And I'm so glad that it's going to end up fine.
The hired will be perfectly content with, you know, just walking away.
Exactly. So that's all for this week. Thank you also to Cowboy Matthew Easdale.
What's up?
And thank you to you boys for listening. As we say at the end of every Boys Club Vancouver, fill up that game hole, everybody.
That is what we say every time.
And thank you to Relax Alex for the amazing theme, Feels Like Sunshine. It's a goodbye.